Guys, I am thrilled to be with you tonight. And, you know, when we have a fifth Saturday, we do a call called Business Models Drive the Behavior in the Field. And I'm going to be interviewed here tonight by Mr. Richard Dennis up in Monticello, Florida. But Richard, before I introduce you, you know, I was talking with somebody today and they said to me, they says, well, Michael, that business model drives the behavior in the field. It's kind of like the five pillars, isn't it? And I said, well, you know, I said the five pillars is like regular math, you know, addition, division, subtraction. That would be the five pillars. You definitely need that as your foundation. But the business models drives the behavior in the field basically leverages off the five pillars. It would be algebra, trigonometry. It would be advanced math. So once you got the foundation of the five pillars, then you might start understanding business models drive the behavior in the field. So Richard, I'm going to turn the call over to you.
Thanks very much, Michael. Yeah, there's in business, there's lots of different elements that factor into how successful you are and how things work. And the business models for any particular industry can be just different different positioning of those elements. So, and exactly. It can make such a huge difference. Yeah, where I would like to start, and especially since you were talking about the five pillars, we've done the five pillars call for a long, long time, and mm-hmm. and colors and compensation plan, and then a few years ago we added the business models. Mm-hmm. And if you would, just talk about what it was that inspired you to come up with the business models drive the behavior and kind of contrast it to the other calls that we do.
Oh, perfect, Richard. Yeah, I appreciate that. And I started the call with talking about the five pillars being regular math, and then business models drive the behavior in the field. Is advanced math, and I'll give you an example of it. I'll just give you an example. If we look at pillar number one, company management experience with integrity, have they built it? Now I'm going to give you guys a real life story. Now there's a network marketing company recently that was shut down by the federal government, and they shut them down for two major things. One was making income claims. The second was making product claims. The third thing was customers. Lack of customers. See, you got to have customers to have a legal business. So when I look at the founder of my network marketing company, I was on a leadership call with him recently, and he shared this real life story. And he said, back when he was one of the top income earners in another network marketing company, he built to over $75,000 a month of income. After about 3 years, the federal government actually was investigating him for making income claims. Now, of course, he was very confident that he had documented everything. He had his 1099 forms. He had all the money he paid in taxes. So he could prove, beyond a shadow of a doubt, could prove the income. And of course, the next thing, Richard, is he always downplayed the amount of money. Never, ever said $75,000 a month. $50. So he was very confident. I'm not going to say cocky. I'm going to say confident. Went into the investigation, and they said when he proved everything and showed them, they said, Mark, that's really great. It's incredible. That's awesome. But guess what? Nobody else can do what you do. See, you are the only person that can do that, not average people. So when you're telling somebody, you're enticing them to join your business because they think they can do what you do. And he was like, wow, that's incredible. So living that. So of course, when he started his network marketing company, the very first thing he said was, to the entire company, the team, everybody, don't ever talk about income. If you do, we have an income disclosure form that's all filled out from the company that discloses the average income of all the distributors in the company. And see, he learned that from the Attorney General. The Attorney General said, if you talk about money, you have to add the income disclosure from the company. And Richard, there's a lot of companies that don't produce that document. They don't give that to the distributors. Now, here's the problem. And this is talking about business models drive the behavior. Here's what companies do. If they catch you making an income claim, the company can terminate you because you're violating the policies and procedures. But in the meantime, they know you have brought a lot of business to the company. So to keep the government regulatory agencies off their back, all they got to do when they check with them, they say, oh, well, we've terminated, you know, a bunch of rogue distributors that were making these income claims. So think about this, Richard. Shouldn't a network marketing company have an income disclosure page? It only usually takes one page, might be two, and shows the average earnings of the distributors. How simple is that? So sure. Here's the point. Yeah. So if you make an income claim, you know, like the federal government told him, he says, you know, we can't stop you from doing that, but you have to add the income disclosure, and if you keep doing it without it, we will prosecute you. So of course, he immediately quit doing it. Now, the other thing was, and I'm going to jump over to products. When you look at a company, and you understand the formula, and see, when you build a business that you're doing $50,000-$75,000 a month, you realize 96% of your business is coming from customers. So doesn't it make sense, Richard, that we should have a compensation plan that really pays you to get customers?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So in most companies, Richard, they have, they talk about recruit, sign them up. Get them on auto ship, sign them up. And the reality is, see, when you've built a business, you know the numbers. 96% of your people are going to be part-time people. 4% are going to be the full-time people. So if you just start understanding business models drive the behavior, so if you're in a company and they're promoting recruit, make a list of your friends and family, sell everybody you know, make everybody become a distributor, sign them up, the company is setting you up for failure. See, companies should be producing, product claims that you can make, legal claims you can make. That's what they should be doing. But why don't they do that? Because they just like with terminating you for making income claims, you can all make a good example. There was a network marketing company about 6 years ago, and they had one of the jungle juices. And they were talking about cures cancer. Richard, that's what they were saying. And the federal government, of course, got a hold of them and said, whoa, you guys can't say this cures cancer. Oh, yeah, we know. We've terminated all kinds of distributors. We're staying on top of it. We're so sorry. We'll keep terminating. So these guys, Richard, didn't give the distributors any company-produced literature to legally say what you can say and what you can't say. So business models drive the behavior, so shouldn't the network marketing company be responsible for producing literature and verbiage that legally you can say this? Whatever that is. I don't know what it is. Don't care what it is. But they, the company, should be producing this. Why don't they do it? Because they know they're going to get a bunch of customers, a bunch of distributors when they make these product claims. So again, I'm throwing it back on the company. And while we're talking about recruiting, when you look at compensation plans and they slant them in the recruiting mode instead of customers, getting customers, they're creating a system that's going to be doomed for failure. And I know, Richard, you're thinking, Well, why would they do that? Why would they do that? Here's why they do it. They know, Richard, the average person is going to bring two or three people before they quit. And those two or three people are going to bring two or three people. And those two or three are going to bring two or three people, maybe seven. And then they're going to quit. Then they're going to quit. And what it is, Richard, they brought all those people, and then they're not paying them any money, are they? They're gone. Can you clearly see how? I know I got you laughing. Can you clearly see how the company is making a pile of money if you bring these people and then you quit, but you leave two or three or three or four or seven? They're not paying you. You're gone. You're gone. On to the next deal. So business models drive the behavior, and you're thinking, why would a company do that? I just explained it. I've lived it. I've seen it happen. When we were doing consulting for network marketing companies, I tried to advise them about that, and they advised me that that's their intent. They know that people quit. People quit. But you know what? They're going to leave three or four. They're going to leave three or four. And if you look at the comp plan, it's not paying those people. They're gone. They're out of there. They're out of the compensation plan. So when we look at comp plans, we want a compensation plan that pays the part-time person.
Michael, hold on just a second here. Let me ask you something. You know, you talked about how important it is that companies actually sell products, that and they have their distributors sell products. Is there a correlation between at all between companies that operate that way and those that do what you just said, that setting people up for termination? I mean, it would seem to me that the ones who are setting people up for termination are probably the ones who aren't selling any products.
Exactly. Boy, you nailed it exactly right there. They make money signing up people. See, Richard, boy, great. Well, I'm so glad you pointed this out. This is so important you pointed this out. When I was doing my consulting back here 12 years ago, and I found a company up in the Panhandle in Florida, and Richard, they had a brilliant system in place. It was incredible. And I called the owner up, and I introduced myself to him, and I said, you know, if you would just add some value to your sign-up kit, you guys could knock this out of the park. And he said, listen. He said, do you know how many people we signed up last month? I said, I don't know. He said, over 10,000. They had a $59.95 sign-up bonus. I mean, what you paid, you, the distributor, we paid to sign up. Okay? And he said, we don't pay commissions on business kits and stuff. And I said, okay. He said, you know how much we've got in that business kit and the postage and everything? I said, no. He said, probably about $10. He said, so if you got a calculator, we're making $50 a person times 10,000 people. Why would I want to add value to the kit? Wow. See, Richard, this guy's making a bunch of money, but guess what? He's gone. He's long gone, but he made a pile of cash. So you're dead on. When you join a business and you pay money, legally, you must receive something of value for your money. I'll give you a good example. Very well-known network marketing company, Travel Program, got shut down a couple years ago. And it was $4.99 to join. And what did you get for your $4.99? You got a kit and a little plastic card said you might be a travel agent. Okay? But you didn't get anything of value. And people say, well, yeah, it's the business opportunity. No, you can't pay money for the business opportunity. So of the $4.99, they gave you no product. And here's where they really got in trouble. They charged a monthly membership fee to be a travel agent, and they paid commissions on that membership fee. Well, here's the problem. You can't pay commissions on tools. Can't do it. Can't do it. So they called it a website fee. It was, I think, $55 or $59.95, and they paid $39.95 commissions on that. And they were around a long time. Long time. And, of course, they finally got, it finally blew up, and they caught it and shut it all down and everything. And people were like, oh, that's the federal government. They're so terrible. Oh, they ruined all these people. No. It's a Ponzi scheme. So let's make it perfectly legal, Richard. We'll just turn it right around and make it perfectly legal. Okay? You join the same company. You get the same kit, the same everything, except you get two round-trip airline tickets anywhere in the continental United States or Canada. You just receive something of value for your money. Just receive something of value for your money. Now, let's say they charge that monthly fee. Okay, so let's say that added up like points that you could go towards an airline ticket, or you got points towards a cruise. Okay, now you're getting something of value that you could cash in and get your cruise. But you can't pay commissions on air. That's the definition of a Ponzi scheme.
Okay, Michael, it's been a lot of years since I looked at travel companies, but back when when I took a look at them, like I said, it's been a lot of years, but there were no, so far as I know, there were none of them that offered any travel in their deal. It was all, you know, you get your badge and you become a travel agent, and everything was based on that. Are there actually network marketing travel companies that do offer travel?
I'm sure there probably are some, but the point of it is, Richard, is if you join a company, you must receive something of value, tangible, something tangible. Tangible, that's the thing right there. And the reason they look at that, they say, if you never made money, but you took your flight on your airline flight ticket, or you went on that cruise or whatever, then you got something of value for the money you paid to join, okay? So think about this. When we think about business models drive the behavior, all we have to do is understand there must be a tangible product. Real simple. Real simple. So as long as we know that, when we look at any opportunity, you know, there was a company here a few years ago, and I can talk about them. They're bankrupt and gone and shut down. It's Fortune High Tech Marketing, okay? And they started out reselling phone service, and then they got into selling electricity and all kinds of things. Okay, now here's the point. I looked at it, and I said, gosh, about 75% of the join money they're paying in commissions, so that's the definition of a Ponzi scheme, so stay away. That was my advice to anybody that would talk to me about it. I said, stay away. Now, they rocked and rolled and rocked and rolled for, I don't know, was it 10, 11 years or something like that? All of a sudden, federal government looked at them. Why did they look at them? They never paid people their money back, and people would complain. Well, how do you get reported? People complain. When people complain, then they investigate. Is that simple enough, Richard?
Yeah.
You know, and I know a good friend of mine told the owner of the company, dude, just pay the people the money. When they complain, give them the money back. When they complain, give them the money back. Nobody will complain. Your company can stay forever. And they were making millions, 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 millions.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. What, you know, they all have some regulation, like you have to ask for it in 30 days or something like that if they offer it. But it doesn't matter. Whatever you say, just give it back. Don't worry about it.
It don't matter if it's a year, 2 years. I don't care. Give them their money back so they don't complain. If you get a bunch of people complaining, you're going to get investigators looking at you. But think about it, Richard. If you look at the business model driving a behavior, you want to have a company that has a pay plan that pays the part-time person. Real important, because 96% of your team is going to be part-time. So that really takes it to the next level. You know, we want to have a company management experience with integrity. See if they've lived it. Nobody could have told the founder of my company that you can't make a product claim or an income claim if he hadn't lived that. He lived it, and he said, oh my gosh, make sure never happens. Now, the company that the owner was in actually went bankrupt. They got bought out by a company and went publicly traded, and of course the whole thing blew up. Now, the whole point of that is when the owners of a company live through the devastation of a company blowing up, can you clearly see how they want to do everything within their power to not have a company that blows up?
Yeah, you would certainly think so.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, there's telltale signs. So if distributors are making product claims or income claims and they're not substantiating it, then, you know, the companies need to go after those people. So a company needs to produce, I think they need to have a company website that's got training in it. The company needs to produce brochures, flyers, whatever you need so you're not making product claims. You know, Richard, I think back about, you know, you did that tape and you labeled that tape Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Wow. Was that in people's face, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was in people's faces. It was like, really? Wow, that's true. Yeah, because a person dead, they can't tell any lies, can they? So you really got people thinking and tweaking their brain about that. And I know you focused on what? Getting customers, didn't you?
Yeah, sure.
You created a customer gathering machine. A customer gathering machine. 20, 30, 40,000 customers just buying product. Just buying product. Because they didn't want to be distributors, did they, Richard?
Most of them, you know, most of them I never even told there was such a possibility. So they
isn't
didn't
that,
know.
Isn't that incredible? Most of those people, you didn't even tell them there was a business opportunity. You just created a customer gathering machine that sold tons and tons of millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. And see, Richard, once we, as professional network marketers, as we understand that there's a formula, and when you talk to 100 people about your business, and you've got some people skills, you should be getting 10 customers, one distributor. You know, Richard, when I did consulting, and I used to do generic trainings all over the planet, and people, after I do a training, they would say to me, Michael, I got a bunch of dead wood. These people just don't do anything. And I tell them, I said, well, that's because you convinced them to be distributors and they just wanted to be a customer. Those 10 people just want to be a customer, Richard. They don't want to be a distributor. They just want to be a customer. But you know what? If the comp plan doesn't pay us to get customers, we're gonna recruit them, aren't we?
Yep.
Yep, we're going to recruit them. So we need to get that piece of the puzzle. We need to understand that piece that is going to have massive success for us as professional network marketers, or we're going to have massive failure. And the number one thing I hear from people all the time is, Michael, I built a business and it fell apart. I built a business, it fell apart. I built a business, it fell apart. It fell apart. I got to rebuild it. And the problem is, if you're always recruiting, you're never getting customers. And when I look at that problem, I take it back to the network marketing company. If the company has a compensation plan that does not pay you well to get customers, nobody is going to get customers. So they create a business model that drives the behavior of what? Recruit, recruit, recruit. And that's the kiss of death. That is what's going to put your company out of business. It's going to put every network marketing company out of business from now to the end of time. You've got to create customer gathering systems. Customer gathering systems. You know that company that got in trouble recently? One of the things they did is they changed their compensation plan, and they thought this was a brilliant idea. And they had a traditional, let's just say they had a traditional binary compensation plan. Doesn't matter. It could have been a unilevel or a matrix. Doesn't matter. But they had a traditional comp plan. And they thought, wow, let's make it free for everybody to join. And we'll make it like an affiliate program. Oh, wow, this is going to be awesome. So everybody, nobody has to pay a dime to join. And they can all be affiliates. Well, one of the major things that got the company in trouble was there's no customers, Richard. And when you have an affiliate program, there's no retail customers, are there? Isn't everybody affiliates? They're distributors?
Yeah.
Now, Richard, think about this for a minute. If company management experience, if they had understood compensation plans, they would have never changed their comp plan. Wow. Now, that's a serious problem. If you're the owner of a company and you let somebody talk you into, convince you to make a change like that, now I got to tell you, Richard, I knew for a fact when they made that major change and somebody told me, hey, oh, this is so great, you know, they were pitching me on the deal. And I said, well, I said, that's going to make about, last about a year and it's going to get shut down. And they just poo-pooed me and they were, you know, mad at me and all that stuff. You know, and it's like, well, you know, you can't function like that, because I understand business models drive the behavior in the field. Now, what was the final straw that got that company looked at by the federal government? Complaints about front-end loading. When they made it an affiliate program, they added a buy it now button for, you know, $4.99 or $3.99, and you get this whole business in a box type philosophy. And I got to tell you, when you do that, you better stay on top of it. You better be giving people money back as fast as you can to stop the complaints. You got to stop the complaints. So Richard, think about this. If you're a company and you've given things to the distributors to, they don't have to make an income claim. They can show here's the average income of all the distributors, whatever level they are. Here's how many there are. Here's the release from the company. Perfect. I think every company should do that. Number
a
two,
lot of them can't.
They can't. Ah, Richard, a lot of them can't. So if
they'd
you're,
be out of business if they did that.
They'd be out of business if they did that. So if you've got a company that doesn't produce an income disclosure page, I'm telling you right now, you better look for another company. It's just that simple. Because what it is you said it. The income disclosure is going to tell people exactly what average people make. You know, you got 5,000 people at this level, they make this much. You got 10,000 at this level, you got 200 at this level, two people at this level, you know, whatever that is, and you've got that. So if they produce that, then we don't have to make income claims, do we?
No.
Okay, so if the network marketing company is smart enough, they produce brochures, flyers, so we don't have to make product claims. They say right on it, well, here's what the product is, here's what it does, and they're taking the hit on that. You and I aren't, they are. And they've got it approved by corporate. Now here's another thing, I want to close the call with this. You know, I was talking with my president of my network marketing company recently. We were talking about social media. And here's a real life story that happened. There was some distributors at some event. Let's say it's a market, you know, where you got business opportunity seekers come to these big events and stuff. And there was a person there that tried a product, and they took a photograph of the person. They were so thrilled, and they were going, oh my gosh, this is so great. Now, they never got a release form from the person to put their photograph on social media. Well, when they put the photo on social media and a bunch of other distributors, sideline, crossline, upline, downline, they saw it. They said, ooh, there's a great photo. Let's use that photo. They blasted it all over social media. Oh, boy. And all of a sudden, let's say it's you, Richard, the person that it's your photograph in. You didn't give anybody permission to put your photograph all over the Internet. You think you might be a little upset?
Yeah, yes, definitely.
Ooh. Well, they were. They were. See, that's why companies should provide company-approved photographs, product claims, what you can and cannot say. If a company's not doing that for you, run. Here's why I say that, Richard. It's very simple. If they don't produce that stuff, you know, Richard, and I know that distributors will, won't they?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, they'll make their own income claims. They'll make their own product claims. And all of a sudden, they're building a huge business, and then they get terminated. Now, the company now terminated you. They're not paying you your $28,000 a month. They keep the money. They terminated you because you made these claims. Is that insane or what? Richard, we're at the bottom of the hour, man.
Yeah. So this call is one of the more interesting ones because it goes in so many different directions.
Yes, love it. I love it. I love the interview type like this. This, to me, it's just the absolute best way to dig deep down into this mind of mine that has had so much experience in this industry. And, you know, you've lived some of it yourself, so, you know, you've got just an incredible way of asking the right questions to dig that stuff out. So thank you for that.
Sure. Thank you.
Get back with the person that invited you on this call, or if you're listening to this call, or maybe it's a text, it's in text, you know, you're reading this, whatever it is. Get back with them and get them. Get plugged in to other accurate, truthful information so you can absolutely own your life.